It's time to go inside. Inside the stats. Inside the game. Inside the mind of Al Eschbach.
Hello! Can anybody hear me?
It's Inside Sports on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
And I am back on this Monday afternoon. How you doing, Tony?
I'm okay. A little cool now, but man, when I came in early, it was hot.
Don't you love this weather? We go from 60s to 90s.
Well, I was so stifling earlier coming in.
Oh, it's hot. It's terrible out there.
Can't even hardly breathe.
I mean, it's just really, really horrible. Right now, at 6 o'clock, it's 88 degrees.
In May,
yeah. Let's get the forecast here. Tomorrow, 92 degrees.
Mm.
Okay? Wednesday, a cold front comes through, 87. Thursday, 89. 87. 85, 85. My gosh, 88, 89, 92.
Well, we did want warmer weather, and here it is, right?
Not that warm. I thought we go from the 60s to 80, right?
Right. I think that number of days that Jim alludes to often has been cut down significantly this year, really.
Oh, my gosh. It's just horrible. I mean, that for this month, I mean, May.
Yeah. I wonder if we do see any 75, 76 days.
It's horrible. I mean, it is just, you're right. It was stifling outside today.
Yeah.
So, you had your, neighbor's Mother's Day go?
I think there was kids over there yesterday, but I'm not sure. I didn't pay much attention. I had so much going on.
Don't you have a camera aimed at their place?
Yeah, but I didn't go back and scroll through and look to see. I just didn't do that.
Why did you think they had kids?
I do remember looking over and seeing a car parked in the driveway and going, okay, well, there's somebody there.
Well, how do you know there were kids in the car?
I don't know for sure, but it wasn't her car, so I assumed it was our kid.
But you said her daughter doesn't have any kids.
No. I'm talking about the daughter being the kid.
Oh, the daughter being the
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, the daughter being
the kid.
Wouldn't
that be nice, pay homage for Mother's Day?
Well, you'd hope, right?
Or take her out somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
So, was there cookie activity? Drugs or whatever?
I wasn't home on Saturday, so I don't know. I left during delivery day.
So, what time did you leave on Saturday?
Like 7 o'clock? 7:30?
Why would anybody do something at 7:30 on a Saturday morning?
Well, there were kegs to be tapped at Prague, Oklahoma. We had to get
there. Oh, that's right. You went to the kolache thing.
We went all day, man.
So, how did that go?
I was probably the bigger crowd than the most biggest. Probably was the biggest crowd that I'd seen there in a while. That's what I'm trying
really?
To say. Well, after 2 years, they hadn't had it in a couple of years.
Wow. So how many kegs do you think they went through?
Man, I'm going to say probably 20 to 25.
Okay. How many pints of beer is in a 15-gallon keg? I would assume they were 15-gallon keg, right?
Well, then that's the normal size, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I've never put the number to this.
Well, look, Chimay, the keg is 7.5 gallons, which is at about 62 pints. So if 7.5 is 62, then a 15-gallon would be 124 pints.
Let's say 124 times 23. Let's just say that. 2,852 pints.
Okay, that's how many people you were there?
Probably 2,000 to 3,000, maybe. Okay. Right in front of us, just in that beer garden area.
Now, you were DJ, right?
Yeah, I played the music there.
What kind of music did you play?
I played everything. Three Dog Night, I played everything.
Okay. Elvis?
I don't think I played any Elvis.
How could you be a DJ and not play Elvis?
Well, Al, I could have sat there for 2 or 3 more days and still not gone through my library.
Yeah, but it's one of the greatest of all time, rock people of all time.
I agree. I can't believe I did.
Did you play the Beatles?
No, I didn't play the Beatles.
Okay, you're just, so two most popular parts in history of rock. You didn't play any of the songs.
No. However, I did play some Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, my God. I want to puke.
Al, they lost their minds.
Oh, I bet they did. Did you play Ring Dang Doo?
No. That's no.
Okay. Just asking.
Right.
I mean, I would like the reaction when you're playing Ring Dang Doo. So, Hank Williams, okay. Johnny Cash?
There was some of that.
Okay. Patsy Cline?
No, none.
Okay. Tammy Wynette?
No.
Okay, good. You didn't stoop to that low of Dale.
I did play one song, though, and I thought, you're the reason our kids are ugly. Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
Oh, my God. That's one song by Harry Belafonte. Something about the kids call me ugly or something like that by Belafonte. And I'm sure you didn't play any Belafonte either, right?
No, I didn't get that deep into it. No.
Okay. Let me ask you, did you this weekend watch the final episode of for the first year of Winning Time?
I didn't, man. I was going to do that tonight.
I'm going to do it tonight. It's really, really good. And get what my son told me today, one of my sons. You know the guy that plays Norm Nixon in it?
Yes, yeah.
You know who that is?
He's so familiar. He's like, that's not his only role. Yeah.
No, it's his son.
It's his son?
Yes.
He's played in other things, I feel. Wow.
Really?
He's really good.
Yeah. Which one? One thing about that thing you can't, the casting is brilliant. I mean, it is absolutely. Oh, okay. The dude that plays Kareem, he like has a doctor degree from Indiana University.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really did cast the every part really
they,
well.
They did an amazing job casting it. So, yeah, I will definitely watch it. It's
It sounds like it's becoming more endeared to you. Like you're okay with
it. Oh, I watched it like the ninth episode and I thought it stunk. So we'll see. Yeah, that was the one where they made up the stuff about how they took a boat to fire Spencer Haywood, and that wasn't the case at all.
And he took out a hit on the Lakers at the very end.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, year two, since they've been criticized so much for making it Hollywood, if they're going to stick more to the facts. Which wouldn't hurt, right?
It wouldn't, but why would you? At this point, you've already taken it 10 episodes. I mean,
I think because maybe more people would watch it if they think it wasn't all Hollywood. So, I think a lot of people, I think Gideon, Bobby Thompson, they won't watch it.
Really? They won't have any of it?
I think they watched one episode and that was it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because of the facts not being right. So,
well, it's entertaining. That's all I know. It is.
No, it is entertaining. And the people in the cast, the casting was absolutely remarkable. Absolutely remarkable.
Did it ever happen whenever the coach, he came in and started quoting Shakespeare at the press conference? Did it ever happen? Did that really happen?
He was a Shakespearean. That is true.
Wow.
Or Westwood. Let me look here. I kind of think that is true about him and Shakespeare. I hated Shakespeare. Did you?
There were other things I could have found to do, but
like anything. I mean, Mad Magazine.
Better
reading than Shakespeare.
Very difficult to understand.
Yeah, stupid. They talked in language I had no idea what they were talking about. So let me see if it says anything more about this dude coached all over the place. They're not talking about his Shakespeare stuff. That makes me mad. Didn't go into his personal life. So, boy, he coached women. I mean, he coached the D League, WNBA.
Here we go. He was nicknamed the Professor due to his former career as an English teacher prior to coaching and his tendency to quote Shakespeare and other literary sources while coaching.
How cool is that?
That's cool. Interweave it together.
Yeah, that is really, 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 really cool. So, I watch. You said we got some text today.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me refresh here and see if I can go back. If you want to text in animal to 62582, the Trade Bros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. This one came in right after we got on the air at 4. Has Al ever been in a fist fight?
You want to give me a percentage on that, Tony?
Wow.
0.0.
Thank you.
Never, not a scuffle, anything?
Not that I can remember, no.
Wow.
Yes. What'd they say? I'm a lover, not a fighter.
That's a good thing. I guess this question, what do you call a doctor that passed college with a D?
What do you call a doctor that passed college with a D?
Answer, what? A doctor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you see how much mud was on Rich Strike? What a race, huh? That horse race.
Yeah, that was cool. 80-1, huh?
I mean, that last little part, he moved. That, and the jockey's got to be commended.
Oh, no doubt. And the fact that the track announcer never called his name, and then all of a sudden, and Rich Strike wins. I mean, that is just a... That is really a really cool story. Great for horse racing.
See how many people were there? That was a lot of people.
Yeah, usually there's always raining out. You notice that?
Always muddy, huh?
Yeah, always muddy. You ever been to Louisville?
No, I'd love to, though, right? Be cool.
No, you're not missing anything, Tony.
Really? You couldn't find something to do in Louisville?
I'll tell you what town is pretty cool is Lexington.
Really?
University of Kentucky. Yeah. One of the most beautiful campuses I've ever been on. I told you I almost went to school there. I never told you that.
You might have dropped it once or twice, but that's cool. What, OU, just cheaper? A little bit better?
My three finalists were OU, Kentucky, Ole Miss. Kentucky, I think they want me to wait until second semester to come. So that eliminated them. I wanted to go, you know, OU, one of the factors, they had a great football tradition. Kentucky, they had a great basketball tradition. That's why they met the finals. And Ole Miss, I thought of all the college brochures I got, the females were the hottest in their catalogs.
So, really, the college sweaters, huh?
Yeah.
Collegiate wear.
I would have been hung if I went to school at Ole Miss. I look at those documentaries of what went on in Mississippi during the 60s, 70s. There's not a chance I would have survived, gotten out of there alive. I mean, when I came to school here, Tony, there were some people with Confederate flags in their rooms and everything. I didn't think twice about it. I think in Mississippi they probably took the Confederacy a lot more serious than they did around here.
A little bit more ingrained, you feel?
Yeah, a lot more ingrained.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look at those demonstrations of Philadelphia, Mississippi, where the great Marcus Dupree was from, and I go, and I had no idea, growing up where I grew up, that stuff was going on. I really didn't.
You know, you kind of got a feeling of that a little bit in Columbia. Well, everybody was against you. You had no friends. I mean, can you imagine being picked out like that? It's pretty rough, man.
Well, in Columbia, in Medellin?
Yeah, the situation, I
had friends in Medellin.
Well, that saved you.
Yeah, but I was targeted because I was single. I was targeted to, they were going to, bad people. Now, that's a scary thing, what goes on there. And then you learn all the things. But I think probably in state of Mississippi then, there was really a lot of hatred for two segment of people, those who were black and others that were from the north.
But then you get the whole towns in on it. The police are in on it. I mean, it's just terrible.
I always like to watch those movies. It was a movie with Sidney Poitier and... In the Heat of the Night. Remember that?
I remember it. I don't think I've ever seen it, Al. I probably need
to
watch it.
Oh, right? It's a great movie. It is a great, great movie. And of course, the funniest with My Cousin Vinny. I mean, that was...
yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, I think... Okay, if I'd gone to Mississippi, Tony, I would have never guessed they didn't like people from the North. Okay?
You had no clue.
Does that make sense? Yeah, no clue. No clue. No clue at all. How about Joe Namath going to Alabama? That had to be a culture shock for him, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
I mean, did you ever have a Confederate flag?
Really? God, not once. Never thought about owning one. Never thought about hanging it. I didn't know.
Good. That's a start in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Never had a reason for one.
Yeah. I don't think that they liked people from the North. I really don't. I guess it's different. But anyway, let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical Clinic. I mean, they're unbelievable. It's one of the only clinics in Oklahoma to use acoustic wave therapy, a new, safe, effective breakthrough solution for treating those struggling with ED. And Park Ridge Medical Clinic only uses the most advanced, most powerful version of the new therapy. Give them a call, 405-839-7000. That's 405-839-7000. We're going to come back, take phone calls. All the lines are open. Got a new week. A lot of good NBA stuff going on. By the way, OU got a commitment. Talk about this. From a Caleb Spencer. He's a 3-star safety from Virginia. Had offers from Tennessee, Penn State, and Arkansas, among others. So he has committed. Pretty big safety, too. So we'll see. Anyway, we're going to get back. Take phone calls. 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports anima.
Stay with us.
Is that unbelievable?
I think so.
Al's live and local until 8. Call in on the Lucky Star line at 460-WWLS or text your comments to the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. Text ANIMAL to 62582 to join. Messaging and data rates may apply. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
Catch all of your favorite sports animals on demand at our website, thesportsanimal.com, and our podcast page. If you missed a segment, maybe an interview that people are talking about, well, the podcast page is where you can get caught up on your own time. Visit thesportsanimal.com, click on the podcast to listen now, or subscribe to any of the Sports Animal podcasts wherever you get your podcast. Shane is on hold. That's two open phone lines for you. You can call right now and get in pretty quickly if you want now. 405-460-WWLS, 888-285-9957. Also, our Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line to opt in. Text ANIMAL to 62582. More with the legend, the Hall of Famer, right now.
Can't tell you. We're back. You know what I also did this weekend, Tony?
What is this?
I booked my vacation, my December vacation.
Taiwan is locked in?
I don't go to Taiwan. I go to Thailand.
Man, I'm sorry.
Dummy? Taiwan. What are you doing with that?
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry. Thailand. So it's locked in now, yeah?
Locked in. Absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's get phones going. Got a couple open lines. Call. Let's talk. Let's go to Shane. Shane, you're on the Animal.
Hello, you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Al, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, Janet Chocobo, first of all, guys, may I say.
All right. I've got two questions, or question statements. I don't know what I call it. One is OSU is number 3 in the nation in baseball, and I really feel like our pitching drops off after Campbell. I just want to know what your thoughts are on
Well,
whether or not.
I think that happens to a lot of people now. I'd have to check out Tennessee's pitching because they're, you know, pretty darn good. But, they've won too many series, though. If you're winning three from Texas and you're winning all those series that they're winning, so, they're not great, but I think it's still good enough.
Good enough to go to Omaha?
Good enough to win it. If you're number three in the country, it's good enough to win it.
I like it.
Okay.
Second question is, and I'm an OSU alum, I'm an OSU fan, but you can't help but follow OU. My second question is, where does Patty Gasso's legacy stack up with the football legacy at OU? And I guess obviously maybe even bring in the basketball, women's basketball legacy with.
Well, she's been more successful than any coach in OU history. Now people are going to hold the answer, well, it's not football, it's not basketball, but what she's done and still has, she's not ready to walk away any time, nor should she. She's going to do a lot more, have a lot more things that she's going to win, put on her resume.
Will she go down as the winningest coach at OU?
Well, in what regard? Now, she's going to win more games because softball plays more games.
Well,
so,
no,
yeah.
No. Championships.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, right on. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Here. Let me see here something there. All-time win. I'm going to see where she stacks up NCAA all-time wins. Okay. College coaches with 1,000 wins. Okay, boom. Camp Hutchins. Wish I would tell you what's okay. Camp Hutchins is still coaching, dude. Michigan. 38 years. Has 1,703 wins. Patty Gasso right now, Tony, is number 5. In 28 years, 1,381. Now, let me tell you something that she had done better. In all these coaches that I'm seeing, she has the best winning percentage of any of them at 801. She might have the here's somebody, Jan Hutchinson, who's at Bloomberg State. I don't consider them mine at 808. But, Patty Gasso, 1,381 wins, 342 losses. Two ties. How the hell do you have a tie? But that's really, really impressive. 28 years. Carol Hutchins. Carol Hutchins been at Michigan. She was at what's his? Fent State? Not it's Fentis or whatever. Fentis. But Michigan's from 1985 now since. That's really, really impressive. I got a great point. From Blaine, Tony. Down, they got the name of softball stay after, will they not?
Well, you sure hope so. I mean, really?
The only problem is now whoever puts the most money, that name's going to be on the stadium. Or name, like Blaine said, name the field after her.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a big part of that, the reason it went through.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to Barry about this. I wonder her dominance in this conference in any sport, has there been a conference dominance? I think of Connecticut's women basketball. He won over 100 straight games. UCLA men's basketball back under John Wooden. But this is a pretty long time with, of her dominance.
And she's up there with Pat Summitt, right?
You okay, think? Yeah. Yeah, the new stadium is already called Love's Field.
Yeah. They gave that big amount of money there.
Okay, it's already called Love's Field. I mean, that's so... Well, the press box lock, you got to do something better than that for Patty Gasso. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to erect statues. I like statues. But you know what it upsets me? In basketball, they don't have a Wayman Tisdale statue. Don't have anything for Billy Tubbs. How do you do that, Tony?
And it's been a long time, too. Long enough.
And think of it. OU's had Buddy Hield was player of the year. Blake Griffin was player of the year. You know, I don't know them, but I mean, you got to do something. You know, the basketball program been really, really good, but they don't honor people in the basketball program, which is a shame, right?
It's one of the major revenue sports there.
No doubt. It's number two. Number two.
I don't know why you wouldn't do something.
So, well... Maybe they can, if they get this new thing, if they pass by the Cleveland County, if they can get a new basketball arena, they can do something. Maybe they really do need to do something to honor. I know they've retired jerseys and everything. So, but yeah, they really do. 4-6 or less. Steve, what's happening, Steve?
Well, she's kind of a Nick Saban of softball. I was at the game Thursday night, and I was sitting there right field. And on the right field porch, the respect they have for her, there was Joe C., Bob Stoops, Sherry Cole, Brent Venables. They were all there watching her play, watching her coach. I mean, the respect they have for her is absolutely incredible. Now, I know that softball is not a huge revenue-generating sport, but there's no question that she's the top softball coach in the country. And as such, she needs to be paid as such, and she needs to be recognized as such.
Well, I think she is paid as such now. I tell you what, a few years ago, I know for a fact that Auburn put an incredible offer on the table for her to coach Auburn.
They did.
And if it wasn't for David Bourne, she would not be here now.
That is absolutely correct. You are right on, Al.
So what she has done is just it's mind-boggling what Patty has done, and the dominance in the conference. I don't know. Again, is this you look at things, you go, that can't be, and it is, and it's unbelievable.
Well, and forget just the conference. She has not lost a three-game series since 2011. And that was against Missouri.
That's what I mean. Yeah. 11 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's just unheard of.
Yeah.
Care who she's playing.
I agree. I totally, totally agree. I looked at there and said, Oklahoma State has not beaten Norman since 1997. I mean, are you kidding me?
That's right.
The dominance has just been unbelievable. It's getting where people take you for granted. I mean,
she's 48-1. She's building a second new stadium. She's absolutely fantastic, and the school owes her a debt of gratitude.
I totally agree with you. I really do. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Take care. See ya. Okay. Yeah. What she's done is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the interest that she has piqued for this school is just absolutely incredible. What she has done. No, it is absolutely special. 4-6-0, nevertheless. Line up, come on, let's get him filled, let's talk. Call, we will talk. We got basketball. Should be a really good game tonight between the Celtics and Milwaukee, for sure. A game that the Celtics have to win. I mean, I have to win. Just started. Milwaukee up 4-0. So if the Milwaukee goes up 3-1, I don't see them coming back on them. I really don't. So, but really, really big. And then Golden State, I think they will kick Memphis tonight. They are so much fun to watch. I mean, they really are. New charges filed against ex-Alabama jailer Vicky White. And escaped. Let me see what these charges are, Tony.
Aiding and embedding a fugitive, I'm sure one of them.
Okay. Now faces felony charges of second-degree forgery, identity theft.
Ouch.
Yeah. I'd say ouch. Question I'd like to ask her, why? And part two of that, did you really think you were going to get away with this?
I bet she really did, or she wouldn't have thought to.
You're right.
Do,
yeah,
I
you,
mean,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty dumb, I think.
Jeez. I tell you what was a great movie, The Fugitive. Did you like that?
I really did. Yeah.
Now, who's the star of the movie?
Harrison Ford,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones. I mean, it's kind of debatable who the star is, but Harrison Ford, obviously.
You're right, yeah. That was the old TV series was really something, too, Tony.
Did it go for a long time?
Yeah. Why don't you Google and see how long The Fugitive went? I mean, it was really, 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 really good. It always kept you hanging on what was going to happen the next week. But, it was special.
Ran 4 years, 63 to 67.
Is that all?
Yeah, 4 years.
Okay. Well, you know what, though? Now the series are just, how many series did they have? Right? That would have been now. Would have been how many X amount of years, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, it was really, really, really a great series. Let me see what we got here. Who is your Mount Rushmore of all-time Big 12 coaches? Wow, that is a tough. Well, let's do sports, Tony. I mean, that is a great question. Naismith, you think him obviously starting basketball, but is he done more than some of the Kansas coaches, basketball, football, it got to be, it's either Bud Wilkinson or Barry Switzer, probably giving the nod over Bob since they won more national championships. Softball's without a doubt Patty Gasso. Wrestling is Myron Roderick. It's a good question, though. Isn't it college baseball? Well, no. In wrestling, it's not. A big eight would be Myron Roderick, but not nationally. Gable, due to Penn State now. Big 12 coaches. Self, Gasso. No, not Bill Snyder. Big 12. Oh, the Big 12 only since 1996. Okay, that makes it a lot easier. Okay. Football is Stoops. Basketball is Self. Softball is Gasso. Women's basketball, the one at Baylor, what's her name, that I don't like?
She's at LSU now, right?
Yeah, she's at LSU.
Kim?
Yeah, Kim Mulkey.
Mulkey, yeah.
Baseball, college baseball, I mean, who would that be?
Gary Ward?
Well, Gary's last year was, he wasn't even, no, Gary left. He was never in the Big 12.
Make it there, okay.
That's a really, really good question, though. Great question by Blaine. Okay, we're gonna go back. Let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical. Let me tell you what they got, this new treatment for ED, most advanced, most powerful version of it, of the therapy. Best of all, treatment is needle-free, surgery-free, and drug-free. They treat the root cause of ED, not just the symptoms. so you can finally say goodbye to taking the pill and all the negative side effects that come with taking the pill for good. Hawk Ridge Medical Clinic, 405-839-7000, 405-839-7000. We'll be back, take phone calls. We got a couple lines open. Let's get them filled. Let's talk. 98.1 FM. There it is. Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma.
I don't know if I can do a show now.
Stay with us.
Hello.
Call the Sports Animal and be a Johnny's charcoal broiler first time caller.
Let's talk.
All first time callers win a $25 credit on the free Johnny's app. Download the free app today. Johnny's, an OKC legend since 1971, with locations all over the metro.
To the phones.
The Sports Animal.
You can always call the Sports Animal, which we really encourage you to. My man Derek's on hold here. We have two open phone lines, 460-WWLS or 888-285-WWLS. You can also text your comments in to the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. To opt in, text ANIMAL to 62582. Then you want to comment, you can text your take to 62582. I'll read a couple of these here. See, John Smith in wrestling has to be on the Big 12 Rushmore. And does OU have a limit of transfer players they can take? There's others we'll read here throughout the broadcast, though. It's the Trade Pros Heat and Air Sports Animal Text Nation line. More with Al Eschbeck, the legend, the Hall of Famer, next.
The Morning Animal.
Morning Animal. What's going on with you and the wife? Like, you were lodging complaints against her on Twitter this weekend.
Oh, what? Because she can't use a freaking remote control, and every time I hand it to her, it's like I'm throwing a Rubik's Cube at her. Last time she couldn't figure out the remote, she disconnected my turntable. Like she,
oh,
went
humanity.
She went behind there and pulled the cords out.
What an absolute simpleton my wife is.
The Morning Animal. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the Sports Animal.
So we're back. Back, I'm telling you all about a great place, Hawk Ridge Medical Clinic. What was the text we got there, Tony?
It says, does OU have a limit of transfer players?
I think they can take one or two more. One, they had the receiver in from Arizona State this week, and there's one other receiver. So I think they're going to take a receiver, and that may be it with that. John Smith definitely, he's a wrestling coach. There's no doubt about that. That ain't even close. I mean, so John Smith, what a great coach he's been. Great wrestling family, the Smiths. Unbelievable. I did a cool article in the paper today, Tony, on Tyler Venables and safety at Clemson. His decision to stay at Clemson. I thought it was really, really interesting. He thought about it hard, and then he said his dad didn't try to influence at all, which is kind of cool.
What a tough decision. But, I mean, I guess you feel convicted with your school. Go right ahead, right?
Well, and he talked about, I guess, all his friends are there and everything.
Sure.
That means a lot, man, right?
Absolutely. And those,
instead of just kind of go someplace and having to start all anew.
Right. Your college days are so pivotal, too, right? You meet a lot of good people in those times.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Okay, let's get the phone. Let's go to Derek. Do me please, Derek.
Hey, Al. I wanted to have a question for you in a minute. The latest update on the Broncos ownership is Rob Walton went and visited them today, the facilities and everything. The group that's with Magic Johnson visited Thursday and Friday. But Rob Walton's still the favorite. He is not. There's a report saying he's willing to spend his own money to build a brand new stadium that will rival the new LA stadium, and it would have a detractable. It would have a detractable roof, so they could host the Super Bowl finally. Wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, that'd be really cool. I mean, that would be really, really. Now, what year was the stadium built now that they're playing in? They used to play in Mile High Stadium.
Man, that was early 2000s, I want to say.
Okay.
I think that's when the new stadium was built.
Okay. Well, that's really cool if you did that. I mean, that would be big time. And putting the retractable roof on and everything. That would be cool. I mean, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful.
Well, Denver's always wanted to host a Super Bowl, but the NFL would never want to do it because they're afraid of a snow, you know, a blizzard or something coming in. You know, so or you know, just snow on the field.
Although I will say they let it be played in New Jersey, so. And that should help Miami Beach in the wintertime. But, yeah, that would be cool. I mean, that would be really, really, really cool.
I don't know how many owners have done that in the NFL, honestly, or sport. Or yeah, really, yeah. In the NFL, I don't know if it has an owner spent his own money to build a stadium that you know of?
I don't know if anybody has done that. I mean, I don't.
It's usually like getting the people and their tax dollars to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why Oakland doesn't have a new stadium. They wouldn't have one, and they left. So, and the baseball, they're trying to get a new stadium there, and they can't get it done. So, yeah, it's really, really interesting. But that would be great. Be tremendous.
I mean, yeah, the fan base would be. You talk about trying to win the heart of the fans right away. Like if you buy the team.
Oh yeah, and say going to build a new stadium. Sure, you would.
I mean, that's an interesting thing, though. The detractable roof. You know, not having a having snow in a Denver game. You know, possibly
that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be unbelievable. That'd be big time. Be fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's who I'm pulling for, you know. I mean, if he does that, if those reports are true that he's willing to do that, he's got my, you know, he's the guy I want. Like, that's fine with me. Like, sign me up for that.
So when are they going to name a new owner?
Well, like I said, I mean, he's doing his visit today and maybe tomorrow. Him and his group. Like I said, the Magic Johnson's group. You know, of course, he's just a part owner. The guy who's like the head guy, his name is Josh Harris, I think is his name. Some billionaire.
Okay.
His group met, already went there Thursday and Friday. Those are the two front runners. The group that's with Magic Johnson and then Rob Walton's group. So those are the two front runners. There's like three other groups, but it sounds like those three are very long shot by what it sounds like, by what I'm hearing.
Okay. 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 Thanks, Derek.
All right.
See, let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical. Give them a call today. The assessment, exam, blood flow, ultrasound will be free. Plus, you get a gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. This gift is worth $540, and it's free. The call is right now. Call them at 405-839-7000. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and reclaim your love life, call them. 405-839-7000. That's 405-839-7000. You can also visit www.parkridgemedicalclinic.com and easily book your appointment. We're going to come back. We got one more hour to take your highly intelligent phone calls. We're going to do that. 98.1 FM WWLS. The Sports Animal.
We're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next.
All right, ready?
Oklahoma sports leader means we're still live in local Oklahoma. More of Al Eschbach.
Call and we'll talk.
Is next.
All right, ready?
Oklahoma sports leader means we're talking with you about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the NBA playoffs.
20 rebounds in two of the last three games for Jalen Horde. How about that? 24 points, 20 boards for Horde.
I got to feed the streets.
College football and spring games.
They didn't do anything to make Oklahoma and Texas feel like that they could prosper in the climate of the Big 12.
The NFL draft.
He makes a bunch of plays, but he's not the, you know, the tall, rangy guy that shows up outside. He's more of a inside legitimate thumper, but he is a playmaker and everything.
Hey, what's going on in there?
And the return of Major League.
I want a pitcher that every single time out goes to the mound, even if they don't have their best stuff, they give the team a chance to win. That's all I care about.
If it happens in sports,
looking for some hot stuff, baby, this season.
It happened right here on 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal.
And I'm back. Going to take phone calls. In for Parker Medical Clinic. Going to be telling you about them this final hour. We got two open lines. Court will talk. You've been following this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard case?
Kind of like off and on, or off and on. It's interesting, I guess.
You know, it's one of those. You believe who, right?
He said,
she said.
That's yeah. It. Yeah.
Right?
There's been some rancid details that have come out of that, though.
Oh, I know.
What?
And you don't know what to believe or not.
No.
So give me, who's winning this thing?
I got to think he's going to walk away from this thing, Victoria.
$50 million?
That's a lot of money at stake, man.
I'd say, yeah, it's a lot of money.
I mean, a career, though. She's defamed his career is what he's saying. So.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. He's a different breed of character, is he not?
Yeah, he's definitely eccentric.
You know one of the reasons? You know where he's from?
Your hometown?
No, Kentucky.
Kentucky? Really?
Yeah.
I had no clue he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, from Kentucky, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's get phones going. We got a couple lines open. Let's go to Keegan. Tell me, please, Keegan.
Yeah, hey, Al, so I listen to your show a lot, and I just heard Bronco Derek call in with his Bronco update about the ownership. Did I miss a phone call where you said one show that you wanted updates about the Broncos?
About the what?
Did I miss where you said you wanted updates about the Broncos? And if that is the case, well, what other teams? If I missed that show, what other teams? And I'll do my research and I'll call in and let you know.
Keegan taking a dig at Derek there, Tony.
Yeah, it sounded like Keegan had enough.
I mean, it's been a while since we had one caller go after another caller. I mean, of course, Scott hasn't called in a while.
I wish he would. I wish he would call and make an appearance. I know it's the off season.
He owes me a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Let me see what we got going on. Milwaukee up 25-20 over the Celtics, just starting the second quarter of that game. So, all the lines open. Come on, call 460-9957 on a really hot Monday, and it's going to be like this for like the next couple of weeks. I mean, my goodness. Let's go to Thunder Man. What's happening, Thunder Man?
Hey, Al, I got a question for you.
Throw it at me.
Who do you think the best passing big man is of all time in the NBA?
Bill Walton.
Do power forward or center?
Bill Walton's the best, I think, the best passer of all time. Big man.
Yeah, he really could. He could do an electric light show out there by himself, couldn't he?
He was unbelievable. I tell you, a great passer, and he's from here, is Albert Adams was a great passer, 6'9", big man, with Phoenix. Sean McCloud told me, he thought he was the best passer in the NBA, but Alvin wasn't as good a passer as Bill Walton was.
How was Kareem?
Now, let me tell you, Jokic is pretty darn good.
Yeah, Jokic is pretty good. How was Kareem? Because you probably got to see a lot more of it than I did.
Yeah, Kareem was good. I mean, Kareem, they'd run an inside-outside game. So,
Hakeem, Elijah one maybe?
Not as much. I don't remember Elijah one being a great passer. So, and I don't really remember Shaq being a great passer.
No, but, he sure was dominant, though.
Yeah, he was dominant.
Shaq.
Well, Will Chamberlain led the league in assists one year.
Hey, you know what's funny, Al, is like I have my top players, and then I have my big men in a whole other category. And my cat's name's Shaq, so you could probably tell who my favorite is.
Yeah, if you Shaq, I would think so.
Adams is up there, though. You know, you got to give the Thunder love, being Thunder Man. You got to put one of those Thunders up there. Nick Collison's great too.
Yeah. But now, when you're talking about the best of all time, let's not go too crazy.
I'm just talking about in our hearts, in our Thunder hearts.
Yeah. yeah. No.
Thanks for taking my call as always, Al. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Man.
See ya. 4 seconds, nevertheless. Lines are all open. Come on, call. Let's talk. Get it going. The yeah, I'm going to watch the final episode of Winning Time tonight, Tony, and see. I hope they start next year, like, you know, a year from they started this one, right? 10 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I hope they win the championship in this one. And we're at the
They do. I think they do.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they do. But they'll leave something that open that you want to see that you're going to talk about that may happen next year. So, and I think they're still a year or so away from of Michael Jordan getting into the thing. So,
well, then Riley's got to become coach too at some point, right?
They could run this thing into the 90s, Tony. This thing could be they're probably right now, I'd say, probably planning to do like 6 years. You think that would be their
plan? Oh my
plan?
Gosh. Really, you think that long?
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
you go into the Lakers with Magic and HIV in 1993?
It would take 6 years to do that, though, Al. I don't know if.
Well, you got to go before that. You can't even next year get to Jordan. And then the Lakers in the 80s and the Celtics. That's you can get so much out of that.
I don't know if the public tolerates 6 years of it, though. That's a long time. I mean,
yeah, but it's only 60 episodes.
I know, but that's a. The time period.
Well,
six
but
years.
This year we only did 1 year. 1 year for 10 episodes. One.
I mean, I guess so. But I don't know if viewing audiences will watch it for 6 years. I really don't, Al.
Well, there might be better storylines than this year.
There might
Think
be.
Think about that.
There might be.
Like Jerry West taking the job and then at the press conference, that's going to be 2 or 3 episodes right there. Magic Johnson, HIV. I mean, the rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers would be unbelievable. So, remember, the NBA didn't really get started until this first year. There's so much more to do. How about going all the way, right, to Kobe Bryant?
Isn't the show, though, about the Showtime Lakers, though? That's what the series is initially about, right? It's not like the NBA, the Chronicle.
I don't know when the book ended. I'd have to know when
the
book. That would be the question. But even if the book did it, you can make this thing. You don't think they're going to be interested in Kobe and Shaq playing?
Oh, if they
Are you
made
kidding
it to
me?
That, that'd be huge, yeah. For yeah. Sure. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. No, those camps are not going to go for this stretching of the truth. I just don't see that the Kobe Bryant camp going for that. I don't.
Why is Magic going for it?
I don't know. It's a good question, Al.
Why is Kareem going for it? Why is Riley going for it? So why wouldn't they go when these guys aren't saying anything?
It's a very touchy time still with the Kobe Bryant thing, though, Al. I mean, it really is. It's It hadn't been that long.
Well, I guarantee Shaq would say something. No doubt Shaq would say something.
Yeah, you're right.
He has that platform on the postgame show. Shaq would definitely say something. But
do you think that the thing between he and Chuck is, like, real? Do you think he'd ever get up and, like, physically accost Charles Barkley?
I think they're good friends.
Boy, I tell you, there's been times I wonder.
I think they're really good friends. I think it's show business.
Well, it's beautifully done, if that's the
Well,
case.
I think like anything else, I think they get heated. They might argue, but then they go have a beer and say, hey, no, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're very professional. I think they both are. And they know it's good for ratings. Right?
And it helps, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, yeah. You could do a series on the Lakers forever. I mean, you go on forever. I don't know. I wonder, Google Winning Time, what the era was. Let me see. And put it in here. Winning Time. Okay. Okay, I don't want the HBO. I want the book. This gate makes me mad. Okay, let's see if this says any. Let me do this. I Googled Era of the Book winning time, and I'm not getting it, Tony. I think Matt Ravis, didn't he read the book?
Matt Ravis is the guy. He has read the book, yeah.
Okay. And what's he say about it? How different is it?
It's extremely different, he said.
Okay. Okay. So they could do whatever they want to do.
It sounds like they are, with no regard.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. 460 WLS. Rhett, you're up, Rhett. Tell me, please.
Hey, Al. I was going to call and ask about OU wide receiver depth because I like Brian Darby. I did like Cody Jackson. But it's actually a subterfuge because you played that Garnett Mims song earlier, which I
Cry
know.
Baby.
But do you know the song As Long As I Have You by Garnett Mims? It is a great song. So I was going to ask you about wide receiver depth at OU and suggest As Long As I Have You by Garnett Mims.
Okay. I think they're going to bring in a somebody. They had a kid from Arizona State who had a really good freshman year this year come in this past weekend. So it's him and somebody else I think they're going to bring in from the portal. They'll be fine at wide receiver. Okay?
All right. As Long Take As care. I Have You by Garnett Mims.
Okay. Let's hear that. As Long As I Have You, Tony, by Garnett Mims and the Enchanters. It's a great name for a group. Garnett Mims and the Enchanters. I like the Enchanters part.
I brought something out of people today by playing Cry Baby. That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Born in darkness, but I fought my way up to the sun. Had a lot of battles, some I lost and some I won.
He could sing, couldn't he?
Well, he got a voice, no doubt about that.
But let me tell you, girl.
That's to be a story behind Garnett Mims. You don't hear a lot about him.
No, you don't. Absolutely, you don't hear a lot about him. Wow. Okay, let's get to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the animal.
Al, how we doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Doing okay. Hey, I just got a question. I've watched just a little bit of this USFL football. How are they going to survive, Al? Every time I've seen them on TV, there's like 10 people look like in the stadium.
None of these leagues have ever survived, so I don't know why anybody thinks any of them are going to survive. I don't get it.
There ain't no way they can operate that way.
Only thing I can think of is TV contract got to be pretty lucrative. I see no other way they can survive.
I mean, there's not been any fans, any of them, none of them. I mean,
I have not watched 1 minute of it. I will not watch 1 minute of it, okay?
I watched just a minute or two here and there. It's not football to me.
They come and go every year.
I know. Okay. Is Stoops going to be a coach next year if they last that long in one of the teams?
His league starts next year.
Well, it starts. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck to him. He's going to need it, I think.
He doing it for fun. You can guarantee it. Okay. Take care. See ya. Give me a song, Tony.
Just any, or it pertains to what we were talking about.
It pertains.
Oh boy. Boy, I'm at a loss here, Al.
Come go with me.
Del
Vikings.
Most iconic song.
Right. One of the great doo-wop songs of all time, by the
way. You know, it's crazy. You wanted to hear this. I almost played the Dion version today. Coming back instead, I played the Garnett Mims song.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
I don't think I've ever heard the Dion version of Come Go With Me.
There is one.
Oh, I'm sure there probably was. But this is iconic.
Oh, my gosh. Dun, 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 dun.
first integrated band, Stoney.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, really good song. Okay, let's go to Adam. Please, Adam.
Didn't Jerry Jones pay for that stadium in Arlington?
Did he? I don't know. Did he? I think you might be right. That's what we call Jerry's World. I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we call it Jerry's World. So I think you're absolutely right on that.
Yeah, but he can't afford to maintain it, so he put AT&T on it.
Well, and yeah, the park and everything out is outrageous to that place.
Yeah. Well, you said earlier that no NFL owner has ever paid for their own stadium. I think Jerry Jones built that stadium. He paid for it, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm going to Google that, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, and I appreciate your show. I'm listening to you right now, and I'll let you go.
Thank you. Let me see here, Tony. Okay. The stadium is referred to as Jerry World. The Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who originally envisioned it as a large entertainment venue, stadium can be okay. Construction. Okay, let me see if about funding, opening timetable, construction design. Oh, come on. It doesn't tell me who funded this stadium, Tony. Timetable.
You don't see it?
The Cowboys hold preliminary talk with Arlington official about building a stadium there. Team, okay, 2001, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006,
7-6. Financed largely by taxpayers.
Okay, there we go, right there. So, no, it is that answers that right there. No doubt about that. So we're going to go back. Take more phone calls. We got a lineup with your name written all over it. 98.1 FM, the Real Sports Animal.
Stay with us.
What was your question, Tony?
We're live and local until 8. WWLS, the Sports Animal, gives you on-demand access to all of our shows with WWLS podcasts at thesportsanimal.com.
Heard by millions thanks to the magic of radio.
Listen on your time, anytime, and on any device. Subscribe today. And listen to WWLS, the Sports Animals podcast, wherever you get your podcast. The Sports
Animal. Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animals Driver a Day in May, powered by WinStar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. You can elevate your game. This sweet, tailor-made stealth driver, plus a round of golf at WinStar Golf Club. You get qualified to win the grand prize, a golf experience for you and three friends at WinStar. Enter to win today at thesportsanimal.com and catch the Morning Animals each weekday morning to hear if you've won the driver and you're a big winner. Good luck from Michelob Ultra, WinStar, and the Sports Animal, where Travis is talking to Al Eschbeck right now.
And back. Back. Take your call. Before we go phone, got any interesting text messages, Tony?
There's one here that came in earlier. Has Al heard about the game of change between Mississippi State and Loyola? Mississippi State stood up to the racist governor. It meant a lot to integration of sports. It was a shame Mississippi State couldn't play earlier when they were dominating with Bailey Howell.
Oh, that's basketball game then. Interesting. And what year was that?
I'm not sure of the game of change. I'd have to look it up. That's a pretty cool name too.
And it was Mississippi State and who?
Loyola Ramblers.
Well, the Rams, they won an NCAA championship in Chicago Loyola. It was like 1963, 64. In that era, Chicago Loyola won an NCAA championship. So are they trying to say because Loyola had all those black players?
Not sure. I guess you just asked if you'd heard about it. It was during the second round of the 63 NCAA University Division Basketball Tournament.
Okay, that's probably the year that Loyola of Chicago won. So what happened there that they called the game a change?
Taking place in the midst of the American Civil Rights Movement, the game between the integrated Loyola team and the all-white Mississippi State team is remembered as a milestone in the desegregation of college basketball. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, very, 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 very interesting. Okay, let us get to the telephone, get a couple of lines open. Let's go to Travis. Travis, talk to me, please.
Hey, brother, what's up?
A little of everything. How you doing?
I'm good. You were talking about conference dominance, and John Smith, OSU Wrestling, came to mind. Seems like he may be more dominant than Patty Gasso.
I don't think so. Patty Gasso, she's lost about three games in the Big 12 over 5-6 years. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Travis, it is. I didn't know. And you read the stuff, and you go, "This can't be. It can't be. It can't be." And it is. But no, John was dominant. There's no doubt about it. Now, the one year they got hurt when they were on probation, they came back. It's unbelievable. Oklahoma State hasn't beaten OU and Norman in softball since 1997.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I mean, that's incredible. Now, let me tell you, I truly believe, be interesting, but I believe Myron Roderick is the greatest coach. And if you take it like we do with Gasso and everything, he won like 7 national championships in 13 years.
Yeah. And that's ridiculous.
That's insane.
John Smith has an 87% win percentage career.
But when's the last time he's won a national championship?
It's been a while. He's 1-5 under him.
Not a knock against John Smith because he's absolutely one of the great wrestlers and coaches, but it's been a while, and it's hard now to compete with, you know, Penn State and Ohio State. But, no, John Smith, without a doubt, the wrestling in the Big 12, although, in fact, this year they didn't even – they took third place in the conference.
Yeah, they've been down as of late, but in total I think he's won 17 Big 12 champions. Tournament titles. That doesn't include regular season, because I think in wrestling they did away with the regular season title.
Yeah, it's just tournament that it would be.
Well, Gasso has won 6 Big 12 tournament titles, and Smith's won 17.
Gasso's won like 10 straight.
Tournament? Big 12
yes.
tournament?
Yeah, at least. Or,
okay.
Yeah.
I looked on Wikipedia. It said she's won 13 regular season and 6 conference tournaments.
So I don't know when she's the last time she's – the last time she's lost a series to a conference thing. A series is in 2011.
Well, I must have got some misinformation then.
Yeah. It's unbelievable what she has done. Yeah, they haven't lost a conference series.
John Smith is the only one I came to mind. Maybe Bill Self, because the KU wins the Big 12 every year in basketball.
Yeah, no, with the Big 12, absolutely itself. There's nobody close with. I'm trying to think of baseball. Who would be the best big?
Burrito.
No, but was he in the Big 12?
Maybe.
Now,
yeah,
what's his name that was at Texas? Who was the guy that was friends with Kevin Costner? He was a California guy. Garrido's before that. Orgy Garrido was a great, great, great coach, though. Let me see. I'm gonna get. Go ahead.
Well, I want to bring up one more thing. I don't know if you saw this, but on Yahoo Sports, they're reporting that the NCAA has just come up with a new guidance as far as the NIL.
And oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it, please.
I'll read it to you. It says the NCAA is trying to crack down on the current climate of name NIL payments. The NCAA's Division I Board of Directors announced today, that it has issued new guidance to schools, quote, regarding the intersection between recruiting activities and the name, image, and likeness environment, unquote. The guidance, which is effective immediately, specifically addresses the, quote, unquote, collectives established at schools across the country designed to pool funds together to attract top recruits. These groups are now deemed as boosters by the NCAA, which is still attempting to enforce its longstanding policies against pay-for-play.
So, can you define what they're trying to say?
The guidance defines a booster as any third-party entity that promotes an athletics program, assists with recruiting, or assists with providing benefits to recruits, enrolled student-athletes, or their family members.
So what would the change be? I mean, what are they saying? I still don't.
Well, it just said that they've put NCAA schools on notice that they're starting to define these collectives, if you will, as boosters now.
So, and that's an NCAA violation, you're trying to tell me.
I guess that's
okay. No, now, hey, so. Travis, you're right about Augie Garrido. That's what I was thinking of. Cliff Gustafson was a guy before. No, Augie Garrido was. There's no doubt. Augie Garrido. We were there from '97 to '16. Augie Garrido was the best. Absolutely.
Well, all right. Yeah, I want to let you know about the NIL deal.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, that is really, really interesting. I mean, something's going to happen. I mean, there's no doubt. It's out of hand. Well, I appreciate that.
It seems they're trying to call these, they call them collectives, but they're trying to say that this is the same as a booster.
Okay.
And it's the same as pay for play, but.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. See ya. I got this. Gasso's success could not be compared with anybody close in the conference. She's an absolute killer. She's realistically the Dan Gable of softball. Yeah, Dan Gable, so the Dan Gable of one of the greatest lines I had as a writer, Tony. Dan Gable, I don't know if you ever heard of Dan Gable. He's one of the greatest wrestlers, amateur wrestlers of all time. He never lost a match in his life. And he's wrestling dude from the University of Washington, NCAA Finals. He was from Waterloo, Iowa. The Iowa paper already came out with the story. Gable wins NCAA championship. A guy named Larry Owens shocked the world. He was in Northwestern University, as a matter of fact, I remember. And Dan Gable got beat. You know what my lead was? One sentence, the lead was. The king is dead.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Pretty good, eh?
Yeah,
eh?
That's good, man.
No, I wasn't a great writer, but I was really proud for that.
You felt you weren't a good writer.
Yeah, I was a pretty good writer. I wasn't flowery like Barry Trammell. I didn't have the words. I was more a reporter breaking stories, and sometimes I could write the best story I ever wrote in my life. Me playing Mookie Blaylock one-on-one. I wish I could hold it. It was in Sooner Illustrated, like in either 88 or 89. And
stay with it.
And the dude, I mean, I hold it. Was in Sooner Illustrated, like in either 88 or 89. And
stay with it.
And the dude, I mean, he wouldn't let me do anything. He beat me 15-0 and 15-1. And that shot I hit, it was a great shot because he wasn't giving me anything. Okay, Gable. Gable attended Iowa State University where he competed in, okay, right. He became an NCAA champion, national runner-up, and two-time national champion. Gable's college career record was 1-17-1, with his only loss being in the final match of his final season to Larry Owens of the University of Washington.
You guy's a beast.
I told you, huh?
1-17. Wow.
Okay, now let's coach him. From 1976 to 1997, Gable was a head wrestling coach at the University of Iowa. Gable's team compiled a dual meet record. Get this. 355-21-3. He coached 152 All-Americans, 45 national champions, 106 Big Ten champions, and 12 Olympians, including 8 medal winners. His team won 21 Big Ten conference championships and 15 NCAA championships. That has the most beat dominant of any coach in the history of sports. I mean, are you kidding me, Tony?
It's amazing how his skills transferred to his teams.
No doubt.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. The dude, I've interviewed this dude. He was intense, man. He was, he like held a set of like pliers in his hand all the time. He just wanted to crunch something.
No, you're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Just carried pliers.
Yeah, I mean, he's, let me see, he's going to be 74 years old, man. Wow. Dan Gable, that is just, talk about legends, huh?
I'd say.
I mean, 21 conference championships, that's I can't imagine anybody in any sport. And at that time, you know, wrestling was a really, really, really popular, college wrestling. Mark, you're on the animal. Go ahead, please.
Al, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, I wanted to, you know, Jerry Jones, I mean, he didn't pay a penny.
No, it was tax papers.
I didn't know if y'all would address that or not. Remember, they were going to take down the Cotton Bowl at the fairgrounds and build the Cowboys Stadium there. But then Arlington put up a bunch more money, and they put it over there. But you know, Denver, I wish Denver would not have a dome stadium or whatever. I thought it's great, you know, whenever there's snow or whatever, watching the Broncos play.
Right.
I hate to see that. Hey, Al, last thing, I mean, two more things.
Yeah.
Are they putting a statue up of the Salmon Brothers?
Yes, I don't know where, but maybe somebody can tell me. Maybe it's out there in Heisman Park. Yes, they are putting something up of the Selman brothers. Yes,
that'll be great.
That'd be and well deserved.
Oh yeah, yeah. And if you were going to have a statue of some of the OU basketball players, who would? But maybe three. Who would you have other than WWT?
That's a great and tough question. Remember, Blake and Buddy were Players of the Year. But Alvin Adams was such a great player.
You'd have to have more than three.
You'd have to have more than three. I would say you'd have those four. Now, what do you do with people like Stacey King was really, really a great player.
Tim McAllister.
Trey Young was only there 1 year. Did you do anything with him? I mean.
Right.
So, Billy Tubbs, definitely should have something done with him.
He definitely should have something, the great Billy Tubbs.
Yeah.
And then, hey, lastly, Al, this is a tougher one. If you had to say the top Big Eight football coaches since maybe in the modern era, let's go back to 1960, who would you say?
Well, if you just started at 60, you couldn't put Wilkinson in there because he wasn't very good in the 60s. You know, he coached 60, 61, 62, 63 in the 60s. So obviously have Barry Switzer would head the thing, and then you're not talking about the Big 12, just the Big 8?
Yeah, the Big 8. I'd go back to the Big 8. Like Bob Devaney.
Tom Osborne.
Yeah.
And Devaney. I'd put both Devaney and Osborne there.
Eddie Crowder.
Who?
Eddie Crowder, remember the Colorado coach?
Yeah. Eddie was, he's really good in the 70s, got the thing going. Probably, maybe, Eddie. And what about Devine at Missouri?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Albert. You know, when the Big 8 became the Big 12, I lived in Dallas. I thought, this is great. But I don't know so much. I wish we'd have stayed the Big 8.
Well, it was fun. I loved it. Hey, I appreciate it. Take care, my man.
Okay.
See ya. We're going to come back. One more segment. One more segment to take your highly intelligent phone calls. 98.1 FM, WWLS, the sports animal.
Oklahoma sports leader. We are the animal.
Man, sports animal, the best damn radio station in the world, man.
98.1 FM, WWLS.
The sports animal.
Our podcast page is chock full of sports animal content. You can go there and get caught up on your own time. It's cool. SportsAnimal.com. Click on the podcast. Not a new technology, but man, you got all the sports animal podcasts you can listen to and subscribe to. It's really cool. Get them wherever you get your podcast. One more segment with Al Eschbach. Inside Sports with Al Eschbach. ESPN Radio at 8 o'clock. So one short segment here. On 98.1 FM.
The Morning Animal. Morning Animal.
There's so much NBA that I've watched lately. I tweeted about this yesterday. I can even sing along to the Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. Doot, 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 doot. Mountain Dew. Like, it's just ridiculous. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. I love everything about that commercial. I love the blow up guys swinging in the background, and oh, this stupid commercial.
The Morning Animal, weekday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WWLS, the sports animal.
And back. Let me tell you about Park Ridge Medical Clinic. They do it all. I mean, they great. For treating ED, new acoustic wave therapy. I mean, that's going to help you out. And, I mean, they just, like I said, they get it done, and they're going to help you. You give them a call, and they will help you out. And they got specials going on all the time. Give them a call at 405-839-7000. That's 405-839-7000. Park Ridge Medical Clinic, acoustic wave therapy. You got nothing going on tonight, do you?
I don't.
Okay. That's impressive. You going to cook or you going to bring food home? What are you doing?
Tonight I have no plans. It usually ends up that way. I don't, Al. It's sad.
So you can eat dinner?
Maybe. Maybe. Sometimes I don't.
What did you eat today?
What did I eat today? A sandwich, a club sandwich.
Okay.
That's it.
I've had a piece of watermelon and blueberries.
Nice. How's the watermelon you're getting these days?
It's good. You know what makes me mad, though? You buy it it's in slices.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cut it all the way down. You got to rip it apart and everything. It's annoying.
Oh, the pre-cut. You get the pre-cuts?
Yeah. Annoying.
Yeah, I should say so. I mean, especially when you pay for the cuts. That's what
That's where you're buying it. Right, exactly.
Yeah,
cut it better.
Yeah, please.
I mean, you got big knives, cut it better. Yeah. So it was tasty, I can tell you that. That's going to be it for me. I will be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Jim Trier will be back. Good night, Oklahoma.
Don't you come back no more.
Thanks to T.O.
Michelob Ultra presents the Sports Animals Driver a Day in May. Powered by WinStar World Casino and Resorts Golf Club and Academy.
Elevate your game and win a tailor-made stealth driver. Plus, a round of golf at Windstar Golf Club, home of two championship 18-hole golf courses. You can enter to win now at thesportsanimal.com. The Morning Animals announce a daily winner each weekday morning at 7:30. Plus, all daily winners are qualified for a VIP golf experience for you and three friends at Windstar, complete with four rounds of golf, a custom fitting for your driver, luxurious accommodations, and $1,000 in food and beverage credits. No golf game is complete without a tailor-made stealth driver and a Michelob Ultra, the superior light beer. The Sports Animals Driver a Day in May from Michelob Ultra, Windstar World Casino, and Resorts Golf Club and Academy. Register now at thesportsanimal.com.
All right, give me a club.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.